Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob and Scott have a value-priced wine from Carlisle and their Russian River Valley Zinfandel from their Carlisle vineyard. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, yeah, I'm joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
So happy to be here, so happy to meeting one of our friends back on the show. We love Carlisle.
And I apologize, folks. I did do a little bit of clickbait earlier. This is not value priced.
Well, what we're doing tonight. It's a value for what it is.
What it is.
We'll find out.
Clickbait. It's like jailbait, folks. In case you didn't know what jailbait was.
Oh, Lord.
It's when...
Wilfred.
Why?
Don't. Don't go there.
It's entrapment is what it is.
You're entrapment.
Yeah. I hit on a police officer one time.
How did that go for you?
I got arrested.
Okay. Yeah. You're used to that.
Well, you know, he was not very friendly. I thought you were supposed to serve the community. He said, not that way. I was like, well, I didn't know you were a cop. He's like, well, I'm wearing a uniform. I was like, well, I've seen that uniform before. And that gentleman was no cop, I'll tell you.
He served his community?
He was in Tijuana. I don't think
so.
Oh,
Lord.
He served a donkey.
Well, Fred. Well, Fred.
Anyway. On tonight's show...
Carlisle Winery.
This is their Russian River Valley Carlisle Vineyard Zinfandel. Yes, Carlisle. Carlisle is a premium Californian producer of Zin, Syrah, and some white blends. We've done several of their wines on the show. In case you're wondering, yes, we are on the mail-in list now, just like Turley, but not to the level that Scott spends $10,000 every 3 days with Carlisle, but we still do buy some of their wines, and we enjoy them immensely. We've had we've had several whites. We've had the Derivative, we've had the Gruner Veltlinger, and we've had the Mourvèdre. But tonight, we are at their primary stuff, their Zinfandel, and namely, their Russian River Valley Zinfandel from, presumably, their estate vineyard.
It's their estate vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
Carlisle Vineyard.
This is the 2021 vintage. No reviews yet on this wine released. But if you go online and look at the 2020, and basically from history, these wines are highly, highly rated, just like Turley are. Actually, probably a little higher than Turley.
I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't go there. It's math.
How dare you falsify information
I
to
just
the
read it.
People.
I just read it with my eyes.
Oh, Lord, you're blind as a bat,
no,
sir.
No.
Yeah, from the winemaker.
Yes.
Himself.
Mm-hmm.
2021 was a vintage of haves and have-nots. Some vineyards were greatly affected by drought and had tiny yields, while other vineyards, even largely dry farm vineyards like Carlisle, flourished. From this estate vineyard, they tied the all-time high in production, 2.5 tons per acre. 19% on new French oak. Tasting note, dark ruby garnet. And folks, this
is
dark. Heady, perfumed aromas of red and black raspberries macerated with blood orange. The summer in a glass, it is. Medium full to full bodied on entry. Figured I'd get a comment about that, Wilfred. The burst of red berry and cherry fruit on the palate is nearly overwhelming. The long finish and juicy, mouth-watering acidity keep the palate begging for more.
Just like many people I've met before, begging for more.
The cop in Tijuana with
yes,
the donkey?
With the donkey, yes.
Begging for more.
He was servicing. Well, the donkey was begging. He was going, yee-haw.
Yee-haw.
He either wanted a carrot or He probably wanted just a carrot, but he didn't get that, I don't think.
Is this the best wine we've produced from our estate vineyard? Quite possibly.
Yeah, I think that donkey was very disappointed.
Delicious now. Enjoy this intensely fruited, food-friendly Zinfandel any time from release through 2033.
You know
what? They're saying 10 years, bro.
That's true. When I think back, I think that donkey might have been exploited, too. I'm pretty sure that it did not willingly be there in that show. It's called a donkey show, but I don't think it didn't get like a really nice dressing room or anything like that. I don't think.
You were back in the dressing room?
No, I'm just guessing, Scott.
Oh.
Given what happened, that donkey was not a happy donkey.
So you're speculating.
And that officer was not a police officer. I'm pretty sure what he did was illegal. Everywhere.
Except in Tijuana.
Apparently so. I don't go to Tijuana anymore. It's too much for me.
Too much for you.
And they have my picture at the checkpoint, so I can't
Damn
get in there
it.
Anymore. I know.
There too?
Yes. It's politics.
Wait, Mexico won't let you in Tijuana from the United States.
That's right.
You really made a list.
I'm not a very good person, but that's okay. No, actually, that's not okay, but I don't care. I say that to myself every time. I look at myself in the mirror, and I say, I'm a bad person, but that's okay. You know why, Scott?
Why is that?
You're not allowed to judge bad people anymore. No.
Yes, you are.
No, that's not woke. You're not allowed to do that.
I'm taking a nap, then. We're judging you harshly.
That's terrible.
There's something wrong with you.
Well, that's not judging me. That's just telling me the truth.
Well, same thing.
No. I don't think so, Scott.
Okay.
Yes, if you train me to a radiator, I'm better off. I'm pretty sure.
So, folks, we're going to take a break. But we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So the 2021 Carlisle, Russian River Valley, Carlisle Vineyard Zinfandel. Scott was singing the song off the air, which we will never, ever air because it was inappropriate. Although his cousin will probably find it on our B-sides eventually, even though I just said it was inappropriate. So don't listen to that.
Don't listen to it.
No, but it seems like you're ready. It's a parody of R. Kelly's music, which Scott loves so much, strangely enough. It's not really a parody of R. Kelly's music. It's actually real life, but it's just, you know, incorporated.
Well.
You know.
Scott, it's R. Kelly and Keith Sweat night here.
It's always R. Kelly and Keith Sweat night here. Why are you lumping R. Kelly and Keith Sweat? Don't besmirch Keith Sweat's name. And R. Kelly's name, because Keith Sweat is not R. Kelly, but R. Kelly is not Keith Sweat either. So both of them might argue with you on that.
But would they argue with Wilfred? Would Wilfred argue with them?
I don't think Wilfred's on their level.
I think he's inspired by them.
No, he's not.
I think he likes their music.
Well, no, he doesn't. He likes Johnny Gill.
Oh.
He rubbed you the right way.
Well.
Which is really shitty. So, you know. Keith Sweat's good stuff, you know?
Okay.
You know, hey, remember when you wanted me to go to that casino conference room to watch Casey and the Sunshine Band play?
You should have gone.
And they're like $40 tickets. And you didn't. You thought it was free. And then you realized they charged $40 for fucking tickets.
Well,
and there's a child molester on KC and the Sunshine Band. Or at least there was.
There was. He got fired.
Oh, good. I'm glad they hold up the standards.
Well, you know.
You know, you're destroying our artistic vision and standards.
Shake, shake, shake.
Yeah, shake your booty. And you can't do that because, you know. Yeah, right. Then maybe they didn't get groupies, though. I don't know.
What about the nose on this dark?
That's true.
Bastard.
Well, visually, we've already talked about the Carlisle, but on the nose,
It is a briar patch of Zinfandel. I mean, it is quintessential. One thing about Russian River Valley, their Zins tend to be, in my opinion, Zins on steroids. They are punch you in the face, very pungent, red, ripe fruits. Very briary. Very.
And almost, I would even say beyond briary on that nose. It's just, there's a density of the fruit. It's like jammy concentrate. It's beyond jammy. It's just a density of the berry.
I'm more of a Dry Creek fan for Zin, but there are people that the Russian River Valley Zins, it's like a religion, which is excessive. But whatever. There are people that absolutely love Russian River style Zins. So Pedroncelli, they do that. We love Pedroncelli.
Yeah. And this is 87% Zin, 13% mixed black varieties. Carlisle does a lot of field blend, whatever grows at whatever percentage. It's what's going to end up in the wine. Alicante Bouchette, Petit Syrah, Grand Noir, Pelorson, Trousseau Noir, Tempranillo, Carignan, Muscadel, Malvasia, Muscat, Claret Blanche, 28 other varieties. It's like wildflower seed packet. You just throw it out and what do you get?
Could be.
That's crazy.
That's more Fry Brothers, but you know.
That's like nearly 40 varieties in that 13% that's non-Zin.
When we this is the Fry Brothers, when we sound just like Wilfred. Anyway, when we do a wine, you know what we do, Scott?
What do you do?
Well, some of our vines are those poisonous berries that birds eat. Those little red berries.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also have a crabapple tree that's in all of our wines.
It's wonderful.
We have a crabapple wine. You might know it as our Alexander Valley Cabernet. Dude.
Crabapple wines. You're a freaking crab.
Allison Crow buys them. Makes all of her wines with that. And her own pits. I ferment things between my arms, under my armpits. That's where I ferment the wine. What? You heard me.
Skin on or skin off?
Skin off. No, skin's on, but I like it to macerate in my armpit.
Master who?
That too.
In your armpit?
Yes, that's how I make money. I have a OnlyFans account.
You have a OnlyFans account?
Yes.
You and the donkey?
Yes, I don't have an OnlyFan account. That's the cop. Yes, Scott, don't muddle that. Don't besmirch her name.
This nose, it's a little odd.
Well, it has
there's something odd.
The soapy
about it
element
too.
On it. This nose smells like a caged beast that wants to rip out of a fucking and just attack
scary.
You.
It's scary. It's so dense. It's scary. But there's just an element there I can't put my finger on. There's a touch of soapiness, which isn't always a bad thing, folks. It just isn't. You know that sometimes soapy can go to oily, and it's that same thing on a nose. Now, if it tastes soapy, that's a problem.
Well, there's dark chocolate on the nose, too.
I'm going in. Yeah. I can't wait anymore. Proper Zin glasses.
Okay.
It's still, the finish is still going.
It's a really long, expansive wine. Very long. This wine is a walk down a long, long path. It's a stroll. Jeez. It's not nearly as drippy, although this wine can get you in trouble, and it will get us in trouble. But ruby red raspberry and cherry on the front palate, and it's very rounded. It's very nice. Then it comes into the mid palate where you have some baking spice. Let me get another sip here.
nice. The oak kind of shifts gears. At one point, it's like a charred oak, but then it mellows out, and you get just that little typical Zinfandel spicy finish with you know, it's just lends itself to that type of peppery finish. Zins and oak, best friends, and you know, we love that finish. It's one of my favorite parts of Zin. You just get some traditional things that you just, you can have a peppery finish in other wines. You kind of sort of expect it in Zin, and I love it. It's par and parcel for the experience.
I just wish this wine wasn't that damn good. And it is. That's damn good. That wine.
You wish it wasn't that good?
Yeah, because this is the second bottle, and we're going to be like dead tomorrow. But that's okay. We're going to do it anyway, because we're professionals. But.
That's it. Professional alcoholics.
This wine, lengthwise and complexity-wise, is way beyond. I mean, Turley doesn't really go down this style. They don't do Russian River. But
some you know...
Turley is completely different from this. This is classic. Turley is Turley. Turley tastes like Turley. You know, you have different appellations where they might show different things, but Turley always has a crystalline purity to it. This wine is a little bit more farmhouse, a little bit more muddled, a little bit more old school Zin. You know, amazingly classic way. This is every iteration of classic Zin that I've had, but so much better. So much. I like Dry Creek's Zins, even their Old Vine, which is more. This is about the same price as that. Well, at least from what we pay for it. And this wine eclipses that wine to such a degree, it's almost ridiculous. We've had multiple different wines from Ridge. They're Pagani, Geyserville, Lytton Springs. The Lytton Springs and the Geyserville kind of get into this range, but the Pagani is not at this range. The East Bench, the Three, none of those wines are at the Paso. Almost the whole fucking line isn't at this wine's level. It just isn't. They are not this wine. This wine is a superior Zinfandel to those wines.
Yeah, it's stylistically different than the Ridge. I think Turley has some stylistic wines like this, but they do so many different things.
They are Turley. Turley is Turley. Turley knows what they are. They are go for the Turley style. You always know it's Turley. Becky says the Turley mouthfeel.
The Turley mouthfeel is a real
thing. This wine is going for quintessential. Old school Zinfandel,
which
done to absolute perfection. Abject perfection.
Yeah. There's a little hint of rusticness about this.
Yes,
that it's embedded in this classy wine. And what's rustic about this wine? Well, the mid palate for certain, where it's just there's a little brashness there. But, you know, the round fruit is how you described it. I like that. The way the cherry frames the berry is really interesting. It's like there's berry, heart and soul, that front palate. And then it's just paired with this round cherry that kind of supports it. And it's like laying there in the background. You know, if these were these berry fruits and the cherries there, I would guess it'd be like 20% cherry, 80% berry. But the cherry comes through because it's in such stark contrast to the berry. It's awesome. That's just the front palate. Just the front palate.
Scott, folks. I'm going to say this on air, and I want you to be calm when I say this. This is the greatest... This is the best Zinfandel I've ever had.
Ah.
It is.
Somebody's having a good time.
No, this is as something that tastes like Zinfandel, mind you. So there are wines that kind of transcend that, you know, some of the Turley stuff, whatnot, that You know, we say Zen, but they are kind of a, they're their own thing. They're super secret kind of weirdo blends that, that kind of go beyond. Like that Tennessee Whitney, it was weird. And yeah, Hain is not good, but you know.
Oh, Lord, I'm stop.
Pacenti, Uberuth. Those are all very vineyard specific, right? Uberuth is an exceptional wine, but it is very vineyard specific in the fact of its acidity makes it unusual. The terroir makes it unusual. It doesn't taste like every other Zin done to perfection. It tastes like Uberuth, you know? Their Amador stuff, it tastes like Judge Bell, tastes like Judge Bell. Cederman tastes like Cederman. Mm. They all taste, you know, the Dragon Vineyards and the Rattlesnakes, they're Howl Mountain, but they tend to adopt a little bit more of a traditional Zin characteristic. But still, they're Howl Mountain, they're whatever. They don't go full blown Zin. They never do. They taste, they're Turley. Turley's Turley. Turley tastes like Turley. This wine tastes like classic.
Blaspheming.
No, it tastes like classic.
Dare you besmirch Turley.
Zinfandel. Zinfandel from 1997. Great Zinfandel from 1997. Tasted like this, only this is far superior. This is what the grape, in its bare bones, is supposed to taste like, to the best degree imaginable. You know, this is their estate vineyard, and it's a classic.
Spectacular.
It's a classic accomplishment. Classic.
Let's go front to back. We already broke down the front palate.
Yeah.
Let's just see something different. It finishes with that pepper, mm-hmm. but there's also a real subtle minerality on the finish.
Yeah. You know, bright, controlled minerality.
Kind of almost like gunpowder.
Well, sweet tobacco.
In the mid palate.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Which is gorgeous.
Delicious.
With baking spices, marjoram, bay leaf. So this wonderful herbaceousness, and that really is what makes it sing to me to the highest level. And with that is this lovely bit of oak that just glides across the top, keeps everything in check.
Glide's such a good term. Mm-hmm. It just, the finish, it really does glide. It just, you know, sometimes an oakier finish can be harsh. This is just omnipresent oak, and you don't get that peppery finish without that integration of oak with a Zin. They just go hand in hand. But the way it starts with that herbaceousness, I like it for more oregano than the baking spice and marjoram, but pick your herb, right? But it's just the superstar finish of the pepperiness and just that little kiss of minerality. And it's like, I don't know, gunpowder, like, it's more than just like a dry river rock or dry.
Well, there's a graphite element to it.
Graphite, maybe?
In the simplest terms. Yeah, there's a bit of a graphite, pencil lead-ish. But how much petite Syrah's in it? Not a lot.
No, it's, yeah, it's 13% of those mishmash of things, you know.
Well, the Alicante Boucher is definitely in there. You get that with a little bit of the dark tinge of the color. And then it has a bit of a tannic edge to it, but it's really, really balanced. And that comes from Alicante Boucher. But it's the Zin, though, that's in there that is the star. They make so many wines, some variations of Zins. They're all great. I bought a couple bottles of the Dry Creek, which I'm really excited about because I love Dry Creek. And I have a bottle of... we're going to continue, though. What is it? Once a year or twice a year that they do it?
What's the first time I've bought off the mailing list?
Well,
when we bought before, it was just from the website.
Well, we'll join together every time. I'll get a couple, three bottles. You do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. But we'll just use one account. Mm-hmm. We'll do it that way. We'll always buy Carlisle because of their quality. We might buy more. I mean, you know.
I think you have to buy this estate. I think you have to buy this every time.
It's nice.
It's, you know, it's not as... I think the Dry Creek was their most affordable offering of the blends.
Yeah, I wanted to try
that. They've got some super interesting red blends.
Mm-hmm.
2 Acres is one that I bought a couple bottles of. That is a... Let's just look at it.
And folks, there's a lot of wineries in California that are Zin specific that we like. Carlisle's one, Turley Naturally, Ridge, Pedroncelli is very, we love Pedroncelli. Pedroncelli has the mother clone. We just did that not too long ago. I don't think it's aired, but we love Pedroncelli. We love, who, name some other ones. Well, Sagascio. Dry Creek.
Yeah. St. Francis, you know, I don't know that they're necessarily known for their Zin. We had a rock star
The Reserve.
That was a rock star.
And the Old Vine, that $20 score, one, is good from time to time.
I've had that maybe once, but we scored that St. Francis Reserve 94, 93.
Scott, I've had the Old Vine Zin from St. Francis a lot. And Scott, we had it at...
we had it out once, didn't we?
Yeah, more than once. But we had it one time at that... We had an old vintage of it at the restaurant that the Columbus State has.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But the 2 Acres... one thing we were disappointed about in this release from Carlisle, we had a bottle on the show of the Mourvèdre. Oh my God!
Oh Lord!
Pants about
Jesus!
That, how good it was!
Well, that's a Hall of Fame wine, but this wine is better.
I don't know that this is better than that Mourvèdre. I don't know.
That's
about
a great
that,
wine.
I don't know about that,
but,
sir.
Yeah, Bedrock,
but the 2 Acres red wine blend is 100% field blend of Mourvèdre, Syrah, Petit Syrah, Carignan, Pelorson, Alicante Bouchette, and Zinfandel. So it's kind of sort of the opposite of this. Instead of it being a Zin based blend, this is a The 2 Acres is a Mourvèdre based blend.
Oh,
I will be putting that away for forever.
Oh,
this says it can enjoy this beauty. Talking about this 2 Acres red wine blend to 2035, and this one I think they said to 2033.
You can drink this now, but still,
we violated the rule. Literally, I picked up my shipment at FedEx today, and we always say, you know, folks, when you get something shipped in, you should let it sit down and calm down a little
bit.
Yes,
we did say that. Nope, we didn't worry about the bottle.
Violated the rule.
Well,
it's Carlisle. We're excited.
This is our second episode. The first episode we did, a semi-landslide.
It's fine.
Cap.
It was good.
Well, I bought that yesterday.
That yesterday?
Yeah, okay. I bought it yesterday. Well, I wanted to see if I wanted to buy more of it, and I do, but I just tasted this, and it's like, wow. It's a whole new world.
Yeah, it's different.
Well, this isn't available. I can't buy this at Giant Eagle, but I can that.
And by the way, folks, this is, oh my God, Carlisle's just, they're wine sluts. They're overproducing everything. This has 733 cases produced.
That's a lot for them.
750, excuse
me. That's a lot, actually.
That's a lot.
That is one of their higher produced wines.
Yes.
Like Juvenile from Turley, it has like 5,000 cases, right?
But the Juvenile, and keep in mind though that that's a blend across all their vineyards where they're planting their own grapes and their Juvenile, meaning they're, I think it's less than 50 years old.
Yeah.
Less than 40 years old?
And it's very good.
Yeah. Oh, no, but Turley's not a classic Zin producer.
No,
Rob,
I did.
You said
they are.
What,
they are their own thing though.
Okay.
You know who isn't?
Who isn't?
Robert Bialy, 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 Robert Bialy, Bialy sucks.
They're a Zin specific producer. Napa.
They're not bad.
Remember their party line?
Yeah.
I saw that down at that wine shop that you like in Cincinnati. I told Jason he should buy it.
That wasn't nice of you.
I know it's not nice of
me. Did he buy it?
No, he didn't trust me. I think he'd heard the episode. You don't like that. I heard that. Oh, yeah. Robert Bialy. There's never been a good wine that I... There's never been a wine by Bialy that I've tasted that I thought was something that I wouldn't take a shit on.
I've had a glass pour of theirs that wasn't bad.
Fuck his wine.
I think Hudson and a glass pour of theirs once.
It's a joke because you're... Scott's daughter, Paige. She had texted me or a group one time and says, somebody had made a joke about Robert Bialy because it's like black chicken is one of their wines. Mm-hmm. And she goes, did it taste like feathers? I said, if the feathers were very oaky. Oak feathers. And his wine is trash. Trash. If you like his wine, stop smoking so much. There you go.
Or maybe you should smoke some more.
Meth. I meant meth. And cigarettes. That's like a person that smokes cigarettes while smoking meth, drinks Robert Bialy. You're well to do. You're a well to do person, obviously.
Smoking meth.
Whilst.
While having a cigarette.
Whilst. Yes. At the same time.
Popping some fentanyl.
Simultaneously. And you've shot yourself up with heroin that was laced with fentanyl. Yeah. Oh, I saw the new guy running for Ohio senator. He's like, hey, my name is Douchebag McDouche, and I'm gonna stop fentanyl from coming into our country and killing our kids. I'm gonna secure the border. Mexican gangs are bringing in fentanyl, and I'm gonna stop them because I'm a douche. It's like, hey, fucker. Get Trump's little micro penis out of your mouth and realize no one's going to elect you anyway. No! I forget what his name was, but it was on YouTube videos. I was like, fuck you.
He's a YouTube video guy.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to. No. Skip. 5 seconds, skip. Yeah.
The fentanyl that comes over the border is a drop in the bucket compared to the fentanyl that comes in over our
ports. I'm defending our ports. I'm going to deploy troops to our border because that'll do something.
Overseas.
Where's
through the ports?
Where's Trump's penis? I need to have something in my mouth.
His little hands. He put his little hands in your mouth.
I want his dick.
What are we coming to? What our two presidential candidates?
I'm coming through to a throat pie. I've been told he didn't have a southern accent though. He was very goofy. He's like,
"Hi, my name is Douche McDouchebag. I'm running for Senate. You don't know who I am. I'm on YouTube."
Jesus, it's like fuck off.
Yeah,
I'm securing the border. Are you?
Were you like a mall cop? You got a walkie-talkie?
Hey, there's some Mexicans going over the border. Ah, they've got fentanyl.
Yeah. We're broadcasting on a Thursday after Election Day, and we're 2 for 2 in the state. Yes and yes on returning women's rights to control medical procedures on their own body. And
I thought you were against that.
The right to, what's that? No.
Letting women make decisions and drive and vote?
No.
Oh, that's what you told me off the air. Okay, on the air. No, okay, no. Go ahead. Go ahead, baby.
Wait, are you allowed to get a dog or no? Is your wife allowed to get a little puppy or no?
A little dog?
Yeah, a little dog.
No.
She's not allowed to make her own decisions?
She's got to know her place.
Lord. Yeah. And then recreational marijuana. So we went 2 for 2. I don't know where our state's
going. I don't know. Recreational marijuana.
It is what it is, man.
I thought that was already legal, I guess.
Well, it's medicinal. You know, you could go to any dispensary and get an appointment with a doctor and you just, what's your matter?
I need some gummies. Oh, you can't sleep?
Oh, your back pain? Oh. I don't say it's a joke.
Folks,
it's just
gummies are not the same as alcohol. I don't know what you've been reading, but man, the gummies I've had, they fucking knock you on your ass, man. They kill you.
I don't know about kill you.
They pretty much killed me. Fuck that.
Lightweight.
Drink booze, bro.
Lightweight.
You don't know. The people that are making those things are fucking dickwads. I mean, Jesus.
I'm dispensaries.
Smoke a joint. Don't do gummies. Smoke a joint. Be a man. Smoke a joint. Or a woman. Smoke a joint. Don't do gummies. Don't do that. Don't do that.
So judgmental.
Well, I don't think that there should be a shortcut in getting high or drunk. Here you go. Don't drink Truly and don't take gummies. How's that sound?
About high noons.
Definitely not. No. Any kind of sugary or manipulated drink. No, drink. You know what? Drink hardcore shit. I want you to drink straight, shitty, 42 proof vodka from the grocery store.
Oh, Kamchatka?
No chaser.
Kamchatka?
Straight, no chaser.
I think, doesn't that shit make you go blind?
I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care if people are blind. Why are you blind? I drank 42 proof vodka.
I listened to the Wine Vault and Rob the Wine Guy said I should drink Kamchatka and I went blind.
Yeah, but then they're not going to miss any visuals on the podcast.
You don't have any visuals.
Exactly. It's a podcast. They're better. I'm driving them to us. Driving them to... Think about it, Scott. Why do I have to bring this shit up to you, stupid fucking bastard?
Yeah, that's manipulative, sir.
It is what it is.
I don't like that.
It is what it is, man.
I don't like that type of marketing on your part.
How do you market within the actual show you're doing?
First, you're talking about a fake policeman in Tijuana servicing a donkey.
First of all, I didn't say that. Wilfred said it, and you wrote it.
Wilfred said it.
Yeah, and you wrote that joke.
Sure. Of course I did.
You did.
You know, this separation between you and Wilfred, reality land, doesn't exist.
You're
the same person.
You know when that cop was violating that donkey?
What happened then?
He was yelling Blue Lives Matter very loudly. And it was like, I couldn't tell if it was sexual or he was just a fucking delusional bastard, and I didn't know what to think.
Sure it wasn't Blue Lights Matter?
No, he didn't say that.
The Blue Light District?
Blue? That's a red light district, Scott.
No, it's in Tijuana. It's a blue light district.
I don't know where you go, Scott. Apparently you've been to... Where have you been, pray tell? I don't use the word pray tell very often, but when
don't
Scott,
you?
Scott talks
you
about
shouldn't
going
use it
to,
at all.
To the dirty parts of Tijuana that I've not been to. Oh, I say pray tell. So.
You go to the clean parts of Tijuana.
Have you been to... There's no fucking clean parts of Tijuana, Scott. That's why it's called Tijuana.
Why would you shame Tijuana like that?
Well, you've been there. You've been to the Blue District, whatever it is, the Blue Light District.
It was in Tijuana when I was four.
That makes it even worse, Scott. And why were you in Tijuana when you were four? That was in 1875. Wasn't there the Mexican-American War then?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. It was before that.
Okay. It was before that.
Teddy Roosevelt hadn't taken the Rough Riders down there. Is that what it was? Yeah. They were still attacking Mexico. Did you meet Santa Ana when you were down there, Scott?
Again, too early. He was still in
probably
diapers.
So, yeah.
He was in diapers.
Anyway, folks, we're going to take a break, but we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks.
Off air, Rob was thinking marketing ideas for the show, and he has a t-shirt idea he'd like to share with you listeners.
Well,
no, just
well, it's market, already, market it already exists, Scott.
Market your t-shirt.
No, Scott said that there's a shirt that he saw that he bought, And it said, I'm not gay, but $20 is $20. And I'm thinking, Scott, nobody's going to pay you $20. So, I mean, it might be $5 is $5, but, you know, he has a high opinion of himself, folks.
Well, so does the lead singer of Color Me Bad. And that's actually where the conversation came from.
Actually, it wasn't the lead singer of Color Me Bad that was wearing that t-shirt, but, you know.
That was where the conversation came from.
Yes, well.
In your marketing
You
idea.
Think that fat swine is going to get $20 from anybody? They can't get $20 of people coming to a concert. They're obviously casinos, just like, you know, the, what was it, KC and the Sunshine Band.
Do a little dance.
Which was the child molester? Was it KC or the Sunshine Band?
No, it was a drummer who used to play with them in the 70s.
Okay, but he was part of the Sunshine Band.
Apparently.
Okay, it wasn't KC.
Oh.
He's like, did he say to the kids, hey, come on in, I got some sunshine for you?
What is wrong with you, dude?
I don't know. I thought maybe you could give some color to that conversation.
Just sell your t-shirts.
I don't know if it was it child pornography? He was just looking at kiddie porn?
You're the one who looked it up.
No, look it up.
No, I'm not.
No, look it up, kiddie porn.
I'm not.
Just type in kiddie porn.
I will not.
Kiddie porn /
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Sunshine Band. There can't be anything wrong with that.
You go right ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to. I'm.
You don't.
I'm recording the podcast. It only does so many things. Now do that on your work computer. That's good. Yeah.
Carlisle.
Oh no, this is lovely. Scott, any funny things happened to you this week?
Pool update.
Pool watch.
The liner guy was back. A little update. We do have concrete pad around our pool now.
That's great, Scott. This is Wilfred.
What
month is it currently?
16th?
What?
16th month of production.
I was just saying it's November, but it's taking you 16 months to put a hole in the ground with some concrete.
That's where we're at.
You'd think that they could do that in a week.
You'd think they
could. I've seen videos that does
that.
Oh,
and there's still a couple tons of dirt in our backyard.
Couple tons.
Yeah, and some concrete debris from
Concrete? What's that?
Concrete.
Concrete, yes.
A septic tank that was previously in use at our property that's no longer in use that had to be demoed as part of the excavation.
You shit in a bucket now?
If you want me to, I get $20?
$20 is $20.
$20 is $20. Shit in a bucket.
That's true.
$20 is $20.
It is. I mean, I'm not gay, but, you know, well, wait a second. Anyway.
Allegedly.
So the pool.
You say that like it's a bad thing. The fuck's wrong with you?
Allegedly. But lots of things that are. Did you just ask me what's wrong with me?
Yes.
I'm Wilfred, for Christ's sake. I eat people.
I might drug them.
I might have sexual relations with people in Thailand that don't want to.
In the Tamarack. That's 3-4.
Well, they all are consensual, but I didn't count.
Of course they were.
You were anyway. So, yes. And you never called me back. I mean, I have this long-term relationship with Scott, and he's just a charlatan. He's a Matt Gaetz kind of guy. In case you were wondering.
Matt Gaetz.
That's the biggest insult I can give. Scott loves Matt Gaetz. Listen, you know, he has a poster of Matt Gaetz in like his bedroom, which is awkward because
Wilfred.
He's like done some fan fiction and Matt Gaetz is completely nude on the picture. I don't know how he did that.
Wilfred,
he's a very good artist.
Why? Talking poorly about your boss. You just started on his campaign.
You're not running for any office?
No, Matt Gaetz's campaign.
Oh, I thought
remember we got
you
that job? You wanted to be close to your source?
Well, Scott, on the job, you told me to get under your desk. And I was like, I think you're an inappropriate boss, is what I said. And I'm called a whistleblower.
You're a blower, all right, Wilfred.
That's terrible.
You're terrible.
How dare you take it to that extreme?
You're terrible.
You make light of serious employment gripes.
How is your new job in Matt Gaetz's campaign
headquarters
going?
Why do you keep saying job with like quotation marks?
You can't say job with quotation marks.
Look, I'm not a 14-year-old girl, so Matt Gaetz is not interested in me.
Are you sure?
Allegedly. I'm supposed to say that.
Allegedly?
Yeah. I'm not a jar of Duke's mayonnaise.
How'd you get your job working for Matt Gaetz's campaign, Wilfred?
Well, you already said you called. I don't know how you know him.
You know, I put in a good word for you.
With Matt Gaetz?
Yeah.
What was the word?
Your
Poontang?
You're a sexual offender. And he said, hey, he's welcome on my campaign. Yeah.
Scott's like, he calls Matt Gaetz, like, who is this? This is Scott. He goes, I don't know who Scott is. And Scott just says, Poontang. And he goes, oh, you know the password. Okay, what do you need? I need Wilfred on your staff. He goes, well, it's Wilfred. And you know what Scott said? He said, Poontang. And Matt took it the wrong way, thinking I was a 14-year-old girl. So, you know, he hired me. Then I come in there, and I'm a 175-year-old, you know, guy that looks like a skeleton with his arm falling off. And Matt was a little perturbed. He's like, what are you? I went, I'm Wilfred. He goes, I thought you were Poontang. I went, well, I've been called that before, but not in a nice way. I think we bonded, Scott.
It's good. It's a good thing. Right now, Matt Gaetz is... headquarters campaign is changing their password because they've been discovered that their password is
Poontang. Matt, what's your password? Poontang.
What?
It can't be. It's Poontang.
Ask me again. I'll tell you the saying.
It's Poontang. Did you say Pong-tang? No, I said Poontang. Oh, he said Poontang.
Even Southern man's like that fucking Matt Gaetz.
Whereas, why? Do you want to hear from the Southern man?
I think he doesn't like Matt Gaetz.
I don't like Matt Gaetz because he thinks he's Davy Crockett with his coonskin cap on his head. I've been told that's his hair, but I do not believe those stories. Similarly, I do not believe that Scott was not involved with the police officer in Tijuana that was involved with the donkey.
Southern man, what do you think of DeSantis?
DeSantis?
Yes, sir.
It sounds like a feminine hygiene product.
It's true.
I mean, he does. I'm just saying. My lady, what do you like to freshen your undercarriage with? I like to use products from DeSantis. I stick DeSantis in my hoo-ha.
Easy.
I cleaned it up, Scott. I said hoo-ha.
You cleaned it up.
It's like, DeSantis, you have a nice fresh hoo-ha. I think that happens.
DeSantisized?
He wears 3-inch heels, apparently.
Jesus.
That's what I've been told. Apparently, that one dude that is running from president that is not going to be elected, and it's kind of amusing that he would think he was. It starts with a V. I can't pronounce his name.
He's from Ohio. You know that. He's from Dublin. He's from here. He's from Columbus area.
What did he do in Columbus?
He's supposedly a businessman.
A businessman?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Venture capitalist? Is that right? He's apparently quite well off. Of course, so was George Santos.
I think he spent some time with George Santos. Anyway, I think that... Anyway, DeSantis, that guy, Nikki Haley called him scum. Did you know that? Because he spoke about her daughter.
Ill of her children.
Well, I'd just like to point this out. I don't know if that gentleman is familiar with the demographics of Trump, but that demographic is racist. I'm just saying.
Southern man, you're saying the Trump backers are racist?
No. The demographic of true Trump backers. Not all Trump backers are racist. Only 97%.
Oh, so it's a small percentage.
Yes.
Not exactly. How's the math work?
To Trump supporters?
It doesn't.
No. So, ergo, that gentleman is wasting his time. I'm just saying. Now, DeSantis, he's wasting his time, too. You know why?
Why is that?
Because he's an ass fart.
That doesn't stop half these guys.
All of those guys. I like how they had a debate without Trump because Trump was in court because he's charged with criminal charges.
Oh, he said he wouldn't play. I'm taking my ball and go home. It's a smart strategy on his part because he's a doofus in those freaking debates.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of smart people on that debate floor.
Well,
I mean, they're not going to elect a woman because they're sexist. But they are, Scott. They're not going to elect Nikki Haley, even if she's the smartest of the whole bunch.
Listen,
Chris Christie is too fat.
He's an afterthought. He's just doing it to...
Tim Scott is...
out.
Yeah.
Out.
Because of... Because
he's out. He's out. He's not going to make it. Pence is out.
They always accused him of being gay. You know that?
Tim Scott?
Yeah. And then he brought his girlfriend to the debate. And she's a very pretty lady.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not going to ingratiate himself to the true hardcore Trump supporter, though.
Well, I think that was prevalent before this all started.
He's not, but his girlfriend really isn't.
Oh, yeah.
But she's a very beautiful woman.
Okay.
Just pointing that out. A woman, folks.
Okay.
On other political notes, and this is the Southern Man, I'm the new political correspondent for the Wine Vault.
Jesus Christ.
McConnell, a turtleneck, a turkey neck turtle man, his protege in Kentucky, lost the election to Matt Brashear. Did you know that, Scott?
McConnell's protege? I thought it was a Trump protege.
No, it's McConnell's protege.
I thought that was a Trump-backed candidate.
That's because you're stupid.
No.
Triple B is very well-versed in Kentucky politics, and she's a McConnell scholar, in case you were wondering.
Okay.
I met Turkey Neck Turtle Man myself in person.
I thought Rob the Wine Guy met him in person, not you, Southern Man.
Well, I could be.
That's right.
I'm one and the same. Yeah, it's Rob the Wine Guy, because I don't read that funny shit you write. I'm a free man. That Wilfred, he's a figment of your imagination.
Oh,
you keep saying, "Where's Wilfred?" Well, and you're like,
"There's a reason." Many people say, "Where's Wilfred? Where's Wilfred? Where's Wilfred?"
You just have a. I think you're sexually attracted to Wilfred. Just saying. Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted by this rube, Scott. Ohio, they didn't really legalize abortion. They legalized women making their own decisions. I think that's good, Scott.
Do you?
Yes. I think Deb should make her own decision. Kick your ass to the curb. Well, I'm just saying.
Trust me, she makes her own decisions.
She should.
Trust me, she does.
I'm just saying. And they legalized marijuana.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of hippies in this state. You know that?
This state?
This state.
This state.
Hippies.
Hippies.
Did you know Fairfield County voted for the abortion? Well, I would say they voted yes on issue one. That's shocking.
Fairfield County?
Yes.
Oh, Licking County would be shocking if it voted.
It did. Strangely enough. Perry County did not.
No, they did not.
It just didn't. Apparently the shit kicking that they do over there is still a little too strong. Vinton County did not either.
Well, there's like 80 people in Vinton County.
They are, and they're all
and
shit.
And four of them vote.
Four of them have teeth.
Are you sure?
Well, they're not all theirs, but they got them.
No, dear Prudence. Prudence, Aunt Prudence, she lost all her teeth last night, so there's only three.
I can tell you conclusively, Scout, there's nobody in Vinton County named Prudence.
Dear Prudence.
There's too many syllables in that word.
Prude?
They can never pronounce that shit.
Dance?
No.
It's just Aunt Dance?
No. It's Aunt Jenny. Or Aunt...
That's the same amount of syllables.
Yeah, but they can't count, Scott. Are you stupid?
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking moron.
Southern Man.
Anyway, folks, the Southern Man, the political correspondent for the Wine Vault, we are going to bid you adieu. But I'm sorry, what is that? Fuck it. This episode isn't over. Shit. What the hell, Scott? Why did you write that on this piece of paper? The anyway.
Pizza paper?
Pizza paper? Yeah, you stutter when you talk. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. Good. And we're back, folks. So Scott's very excited now that we have a political correspondent, very a Southern
excited.
Man.
Very excited. Well, not that it's a Southern man, but...
Who else would it be?
Anybody else?
I won't do that. This is James Suckling.
Hi, James.
Hi. And bye.
Hi, and bye.
We do have a foreign correspondent now, too.
Oh, really?
Hi. Hi, Scott. This is Tim Atkins.
Tim.
Yes.
Tim, you have a new role in the show.
I'm the foreign correspondent.
You're the foreign correspondent.
Yes. So. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the happenings in Luxembourg.
Luxembourg?
Yes.
Don't you think there's more topical concerns in the news today?
Yes, I didn't say I was a good correspondent.
You're not.
I went to Luxembourg, Scott.
Did you?
They said, hey, Tim, what, the Middle East is a hopping place for foreign issues. And I went, I'm scared. I don't want. I'll go to Luxembourg. What's there? I don't know. It's foreign.
Even Luxembourg says, Luxembourg, what's there?
I was going to go to Ukraine, Scott, and report about the war. You know why I didn't?
Lack of scruples?
No, I'm a complete pansy. So
pacifist?
Pansy. Just a pansy.
Lord.
So, folks, I am the new Wine Vault foreign correspondent. So I will be providing correspondence from all over the world, Scott. Except for places that you want to hear from.
Like particularly Luxembourg.
I don't know, Scott. I mean, Luxembourg is a very exciting place. You know, Scott, think of a... Yes.
Luxembourg?
Yes. Do you know what's happening in Luxembourg currently?
The Velvet Festival, maybe?
No. I have no idea because I've even Googled it and I can't find anything. Right now, Scott, did you know that you can go to the Science of Tantra and Sexuality in Luxembourg? It's free.
I'll bet it is.
Oh, whoops. I accidentally opened that. It's on computer. It's not in Luxembourg. It's here on my computer. I can follow the tantric truth. Did you know? I clicked on it. But it's by, yes, the Science of Tantra and Sexuality, Scott. Would you like to know more about that?
Sure.
It came up as something that's in Luxembourg. It's a webinar. It's 1 hour. It talks about the impact of Tantra on relationships. We'll begin by examining how Tantra practices, such as mindfulness, conscious breathing, and meditation, influence the brain. Learn about the neurological changes that occur during Tantra and discover how it can contribute to heightened awareness, emotional regulation, a deeper connection to your partner, and better facials. What? Oh. Oh, my God. They have a whole page of things that... They have a Q&A section. Did you know that? I swear to God, I thought this was happening in Luxembourg. It says,
I'm sure you did,
It
Tim.
Says things to do in Luxembourg on Eventbrite. Apparently, there's nothing to do in Luxembourg, folks. It's all online. And the top thing is Science of Tantra and Sexuality. The next one, folks, in Luxembourg, once again, it's another show, Becoming a Podcasting Prodigy for Beginners. Scott, you could learn about that.
We could learn about that.
Yes,
we could learn about that, Tim.
The next is not in English. The next is not in... Romantic Luxembourg. Cute scavenger hunt for couples.
Yes.
That's $9. Or no, €10. So it's a swinger thing. What the hell goes on in Luxembourg?
Swinger things, apparently.
Oh, here's something in Luxembourg. Envy yourself with beauty makeup masterclass. Tomorrow at 7:30.
Tim, is your friend the leader of that masterclass?
I don't know.
Is his name James?
I think you guys are considered replacing me as your foreign correspondent.
I think that's definitely under consideration.
Perhaps next time I'll go someplace different than Luxembourg.
Tim.
What?
Tim.
Yes.
without any undue influence from the wine guy, you're fired. I'm gonna.
Wait a minute. Does that mean I get to? I'm the. Oh my gosh, folks! They fired Tim, and now I am the foreign correspondent. So next wine vault,
we'll be reporting from Tijuana,
always, or Thailand. Yes.
Oh Jesus!
I know.
Bangkok.
I just like the word Bangkok.
Yes, you do.
I do.
So, folks, Scott, the Carlisle. Russian River Valley Zinfandel from Carlisle Vineyard.
It's hard for you to get that out.
I know, because I vomited when I was talking. Or burped. Erped, really. What is your numerical score?
I'm going to let you go first, sir. I'm throwing it back on you.
I did so much talking a second ago.
I'm giving it all up to
you. I was in Luxembourg, for Christ's sake.
Actually, you weren't in Luxembourg.
No.
Tim Atkins was.
Luxembourg sucks. Fuck you, Luxembourg.
Terrible.
I Google what's happening in Luxembourg.
And you got tantra, you got an Eventbrite tantric sex class.
Hey, man, I ain't complaining, but still. That's the best fucking thing they've got. It's like, Luxembourg, Google, give me. What?
I told you you should have gone with the Velvet Festival, but
Velvet?
No,
it has to
no.
be authentic.
Velvet, Luxembourg, authentic.
It might be, seeing the tantric sexual thing.
Sir. What is your numerical score for this wine that you said is the best thing you've ever had in your life?
I didn't say that. It's the best Zin.
Yeah, well.
It starts with a 9, in case you were wondering, folks. Let me have another drink. I think you've said before, Scott, when you get into these point ranges, it becomes tough.
It's tough. It really is. But
I'm going to give this wine 95 of my points.
Oh.
It's the same review I probably gave a couple different ones. I'm thinking Uber Ruth was up in there, too. I think I might have given a 94. I'm pretty sure this is the highest review I've given a Zin.
I think you've been on record as saying the Zin's only capable of a 93.
No, 95. I think that's the perfect score for a Zin. And for Sonoma County, but straight Zin, something that tastes like Zin, that is unabashedly Zin. It's not trying to be something that's stylized or anything else. Pure Zin from what prototypically I might think a Zin would be. And I think I talk about this with Cabernet, where I say, you know, in my mind, Alexander Valley is what Cabernet is, right? This wine, regardless of where it's from, tastes like a Zin, but the best imagined Zin I can ever think of in its purest sense. Nothing beyond that. No frills. Just perfect Zin. I mean, what score do you give that? I mean, it's not Poincaré. It's not one of those things. It's not a great Bordeaux that can just mesmerize. But it's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
And it deserves huge accolades. About 95.
I wish.
Good night of drinking, by the way.
Fuck, I wish this. I wish we hadn't drank this tonight. And I'm going to tell you why. I wish this bottle was 7 years old and we were drinking it.
It'd be really nice.
You know? But, no, I'm exaggerating by They'll saying...
Be, we'll drink a... You know.
I'm exaggerating by saying I wish we hadn't drank this because one of the things about having really good wines for the first time... You taste it now, so you know when it's offered again, how much of this shit you want to buy. And this is really, really good. This is the estate bottling for Carlisle.
Yeah.
I'm a little lower than Rob.
Because you hate life.
I hate life. I'm at 93 in my points. That's where I was at from the get-go.
Too low.
Because
you hate this wine.
Early in our life, you said that Zins are only capable of a 93.
I said 95. But, go back and listen to the episode, 95.
But it's fantastic stylistically.
You don't think it's fantastic? You think it's okay?
They do a phenomenal job. I would love to taste this in 7-8 years.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't love to taste it in 7-8 years because you don't like it.
93, I don't like
it. No, it's too low. And you know it's too low.
Lord, I do not know it's too low.
You know it's too low. That's
exactly why I had you way go first. Too low. I wanted to see how high you'd go.
Way without too low knowing my score. I was between 95 and 96.
I'm glad you were 95. I'm glad. But you be you.
93 is too low.
You be you.
No.
Love Carlisle?
No, you don't.
Can't wait to drink more of them?
No, you don't.
And
liar.
You're just jealous.
Of what?
Me having another bottle of this.
Yeah, that dry creek might be better than this. It might be a 94. You only gave it a 93. You don't even like it that much.
The dry creek is going to be better than this?
It might be.
That's just silly.
I mean, you only gave it a 93.
That's just silly.
This sucks a dick according to you. It's true.
So emotional.
Sorry.
So emotional.
You don't like it. Fuck you.
Asshole.
Hey, fuck you.
He just poured the end of the carafe into his glass.
That's what you get, dickhead. So. That's the way I feel about it, man.
93 of my points. I'm staying right there.
That's a terrible score, Scott. And you know it.
Oh, my Lord.
You just fucking. No integrity. Matt Gaetz lover.
So mad.
No.
So emotional.
You've been to Luxembourg too many times. It's true.
I'm not the one who's dialed in on the Eventbrite Dendrick Sets episode.
You fuck Duke's mayonnaise. He does, folks. By the way, I've been given more of Duke's mayonnaise commercials, and now as the international correspondent, I'm going to say it in French. Yeah. Bonjour, Duke's mayonnaise. French is lovely. Oui, oui. No, fucky. Oh, I'm sorry, that's actually Thailand. But
that's Italian.
Yeah, it's no, it's
or Thai- bad Jap. What is that?
It's like, Thailand. It's
bad stereotypical Japanese. What racist Japanese?
I'm not done
what?
Yet, Scott. Don't interrupt
I'm
me.
Sure you're not done.
No. No more of the Duke's mayonnaise.
Amore,
yes.
That's Italian.
That's still European, so screw them. Anyway, Duke's mayonnaise will cause el muerte muy rápido. That's Spanish-ish, but
it's very, it's yeah. Your French correspondent.
Porque es bueno para el Becco. Mouth. I think that's Becco.
Becco?
It's the masculine pronunciation. Scott, it's Becca or Becco, I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. That's because I'm the international correspondent of the Wine Vault, and Scott can go Becco himself. Anyway, folks. Hall of Fame for Carlisle, tip of the cap. Lifetime Achievement Award for Carlisle, by the way. They've had four wines on the show. They've all been spectacular definitely, to their own degrees.
Definitely a leader
this
in the clubhouse for the Winery of the Year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Either
that or...
No. No. There's no that. There's no either that.
I was going to say Turley.
Not this year. We've had like a bottle of Turley on the Turley show. No, you're the one who hates Turley.
Who says we're not going to finish out the year in Turley?
Well, let's do it, son.
We might. Or we might have Unshackled, which was that, that's what we're going to have. Unshackled. You got a prisoner wine company. Suck a dick. Yeah. So, folks, for Rob the Wine Guy and Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
And Tim Atkins, the fired international correspondent.
Scott, just because I was in Luxembourg, you don't have to be such a bitch. Scott is a very bitchy man. He's like, I don't like Luxembourg. I don't like tantric sex. I'm like, Scott, I'm not interested in you. No, I don't like tantric sex. I went, okay, I don't either. And he goes, oh, we have something in common. Bend over. And I went, what? Okay. Then that's all. It was a love affair, folks. I think there was an 80s movie called Love Affair, wasn't there?
Were you in it?
No, but it was a similar plot. I don't love you. I don't love you either. Bend over. Okay. And then that was it. It's a very quick movie.
Well, it's the 80s.
Yes, and it was pornography, but still.
No. It was mainstream.
It was pornography made in Mexico City, Scott. I'm pretty sure. There was Spanish subtitles. And a lot of Olays.
Is that how you got your union card?
SAG?
Yeah.
No.
No. Oh, that's not how.
And no, I had a snuff film.
Jesus.
That's right. It wasn't real, thankfully. They tried, though. So, folks.
I wish they were successful.
Wilford's not a good filmmaker.
Oh, Jesus. Wilford was there? Why am I not surprised?
Wilford, I see the video camera and plastic sheeting. If you think I'm coming in your cabin, I won't. You know what he said?
He probably said something like, I wish you'd come in his cabin.
No, he said it's rented. Because he lives in a box. So, folks. For Rob the Wine Guy and Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, we will bid you adieu, but see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.